The 42nd Toronto International Film Festival concludes this weekend, and our film critic Harlan Jacobson is there with Eyes on the Screen.
This year at Toronto, its 42nd, seems to be the year of the bad girls, or at least the year of women living dangerously. Of course, when there's something like 250 films, there are lots of ways to slice and dice the film selection. I've seen probably 50 or 60 of the films, counting those that began in Sundance or Cannes, but make no mistake about it, there's a confluence of free-flowing estrogen in the films at TIFF this year. No better example of that than I, Tanya, set in 1994, when Tanya Harding seemed to be behind the knee-smashing attack on rival figure skating champion Nancy Kerrigan as they skate to qualify for the U.S. team at the Lillehammer Norway Olympics. Now, I, Tanya is riveting, written by Steve Rogers, whose characters use direct address to rehash and rebut the story, directed in a drumbeat by Craig Gillespie. Their line of attack is not only that Harding and her ex-husband Jeff Galooly were not involved in the attack, it was Galooly's idiot sidekick who took it on himself to line up a couple of goons to smash Kerrigan's knee and reduce the concept of hitman to a tire iron. What's brilliant about the film, over and above the performances of Margot Robbie as Harding and Allison Janney as her mom, LaVonna Harding, is how squarely the film lands on the cultural fault line in Trump's America in 2017. I, Tanya, makes the case that Harding, who was the first U.S. skater to land the triple axel, and did so repeatedly for judges, was consistently denied her medals and victories because she was a working-class tough who projected trailer trash rather than Disney princess. The film exonerates Harding, but moreover asks film audiences to embrace a working-class outlaw precisely at a time when Trump has let loose the dogs of class resentment. Indie actress Greta Gerwig makes her debut as a director in Lady Bird, another film that lands on the class divide. In Lady Bird, Saoirse Ronan from Brooklyn 2 years ago plays a working-class Catholic high school senior in California's most boring city, Sacramento, who desperately wants to move not just across town and across the tracks, but across the country to go to Barnard College. Written by Gerwig, it's her Sacramento story, too. French director Xavier Beauvoir's The Guardians is the purest example of brilliant old-school filmmaking. Set on a northern French farm beginning in 1916, World War I. With the men off at war, French megastar Nathalie Baye as the matriarch takes in Francine, played by Laura Smet, orphaned and 20, to work in the fields, the house, the kitchen. The story plays out reminiscent of Marcel Pagnol's Provençal family tragedy in Jeanne de Florette. The stranger the family expels is the one member of the family who carries the line forward. The festival opened with Borg McEnroe, about the 1980 collision between veteran Bjorn Borg chasing his fifth Wimbledon title and upstart John McEnroe. Now, in McEnroe, the infamous raging enfant terrible of tennis, director Yannis Metz has found a perfect part for Shia LaBeouf to run headlong into the headstrong Borg, played by Sverre Gunnarsson. The premise in Borg McEnroe is solid enough. The pair represented both a clash of competing visions of manhood as well as cultures, European repression, American expression. I wish the tennis had been stronger. I wish the picture had been stronger. But more compelling is the battle of the sexes. Yet a second tennis film in Toronto, this one about the infamous 1973 stunt tennis match between Billie Jean King and the 55-year-old Bobby Riggs, who rouses King to battle for the honor of her sex while he just wants to put the show, as he says, back in chauvinism and make a few bucks. Riggs calls her up from a phone booth, chimes at midnight.
It's Bobby Riggs.
Bobby? How'd you get my number?
Called every hotel in San Diego. Listen, I had a great idea.
Okay. Well, it's after midnight, Bobby, so can we talk another time?
You and me, Billie Jean. 3 cents, 5 cents, your choice.
Are you drunk, Bobby?
No, of course not. How about this? Man versus woman. Male chauvinist pig versus hairy-legged feminist. No offense. You're still a feminist, right?
No, I'm a tennis player who happens to be a woman.
That's right.
That's exactly who you are. And I am a tennis player who happens to be a man.
Who says that he can beat any woman on the planet? Think of the publicity that we get. Think of the money.
No.
$35,000.
Where'd you get the kind of money?
You see, you're tempted.
I'm really not. I'm not interested, Bobby. Good night.
Don't hang up.
By the way, I shaved my legs.
Directed by the team of Valerie Faris and Jonathan Dayton, who've been looking for a solid hit since they directed Little Miss Sunshine back in 2006, the film applies the dance form Emma Stone learned in La La Land to courtside as Billie Jean King wipes the court of Steve Carroll as a perfect Riggs in a tennis tango. Do you count Dame Judi Dench as a bad girl in her role as Queen Victoria, scandalizing her court by admitting a young Indian man to her inner circle in the last year of her life in Stephen Frere's Victoria and Abdul? Well, you be the judge. Jessica Chastain sure counts as a bad girl in Molly's Game, about Molly Bloom, this time a failed Olympic ski champion turned poker salon madam. Chastain is razor sharp and sexy in a film where there probably hasn't been this much voiceover narration that worked so well ever. But writer Aaron Sorkin, who I'm not normally a huge fan of, makes his debut as director. Using Bloom's memoir as a template, Sorkin prompts this modern Joycean woman who says yes, yes, yes to the hand she's dealt, play it out better than a royal flush. I'll spare you the high-profile films that didn't work, since there are a lot of other good films here in Toronto that did. Remember these titles, however: Hostiles and Three More Bad Girl Stories, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, with Frances McDormand in Fargo territory, I Love You, Daddy, Louis C.K.'s funny father-daughter story, and perhaps Guillermo del Toro's fable The Shape of Water, which won the top prize at Venice 2 weeks ago, just before arriving here, and setting up Sally Hawkins' romance with a fish out of water. With the exception of Hostiles, a big sky story about the end of the Old West, all these films feature women running wild who don't intend to stop anytime soon. At the Toronto Film Festival, I'm Harlan Jacobson.